I've been thinking about some things lately. We bought us a wood stove here not long ago, and we've been enjoying so much watching the fire burn. And it's been so enjoyable to night after night walk out, and sometimes in the night I'll just step out in the hall when I have to get up or something, and see that fire burn. It's a beautiful sight. It's warm. It's warm heat. It's just something that's been a blessing to us. And in the morning or in the night, sometime the fire dies down and there's coals that are left. And I've learned just a little bit. I've learned that I have a lot to learn about building fires, but I've learned a little bit. I can go out there and start poking those coals around. And I have a little rebar there, a piece of rebar, and I tap on those coals and I start beating on them. And pretty soon, if it's still got some good coals in there, it gets hot. It gets real hot. It gets so hot that I can't hardly hold the rebar in front of it anymore. Just the coals do. It's just, it's something that, it's a blessing. After that, then I can just throw some wood in there, and I don't have to really fear, because if the coals are hot, it's going to catch. It's going to catch in just a little bit. And I can just shut the door and go back to bed, because those hot coals are going to make it catch. You know, this morning I feel like the Lord's given me a little message for us, and I just trust the Lord to help me with it. In 2 Timothy 1 and 6, here was Paul fixing to pass off of the scene, and we find him giving a few words to Timothy here before he leaves, and he said to Timothy, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." You know, Timothy had some precious things inside. He had the Holy Spirit working in him. He had he had salvation. He had some gifts of God that the Lord had given him. And Paul was fixing to pass off the scene here. And Paul said, "Timothy, I want to put you in remembrance of some things. I want you to stir up the gift of God which is in thee." You know, this morning I want to talk about stirring up some things. You know, sometimes I think we wait for the Lord to stir up. And the Lord's telling us to stir up. He's telling us to reach in. And those coals of remembrance, those things God has worked with us, those many things in our lives, the Lord's wanting us to start tapping into those a little bit. Start tapping around a little bit. How many times have you been discouraged or down, and you come to a place and you start, maybe you start remembering some things, and you start dwelling on those things, and you start taking courage, and all of a sudden something starts to happen inside. You start to realize, well, hitherto God hath helped us. And you realize that the Lord helped us the other day, and He helped us a month ago, and He helped us last year. And I remember when we were in trouble, and I didn't even know I was in trouble yet, and one of my children needed something, and the Lord helped us then. And I remember all these things. You know what? God wants to stir up some things within us, saints. He wants us to stir up the gift of God that He's given you and me. He's given us many precious gifts, many blessed things in our lives, and God wants them to burn brightly. After a while, you know, the fire burns down, and there has to be some more fuel put on. And, you know, the Lord wants that fuel to catch, and He wants it to burn. And He doesn't want this fire to ever go out. And this morning, I just want to talk to us a little bit about this stirring up in our heart and in our life. I want to read a little bit what Clark said about this. He said, "Stir up the gift of God which is in thee." The gift is represented here under the notion of a fire, which if it be not frequently stirred up and fresh fuel added to it, it will go out. This is the precise idea which the apostle had in his mind. Hence the term, anyway, he writes the Hebrew word, Greek word there, which signifies to stir up the fire, to add fresh fuel to it. From this, it plainly appears that if Timothy had not continued to be a daily worker with God, he would have received the grace of God in vain. Another commentary said the idea is that Timothy was to use all proper means to keep the flame of pure religion in the soul burning, and more particularly his zeal in the great cause to which he had been set apart. And dropping on down, however rich the gifts which God has bestowed upon us, they do not grow of their own accord, but need to be cultivated by our own personal care. This morning, I just want to challenge all of us, not just the saints, and we'll come to some more here in a few minutes. But the Lord wants us to stir up the things that are within us. You know, there's a way to stir up those things. We're sitting in a setting right now that if we're here, that helps stir that up. You know that? Sometimes we forget. Sometimes the flame starts burning a little low, and we need a little stirring up. Saints, this morning, I want to encourage us, be there. Be where the flames are stirring up. Be where the Lord is working. He wants the flame to burn in our lives. He wants the flame to burn. The coals are good. But I will tell you something. The Lord wants... I've thrown some pieces of wood in there in the past weeks, and I sit there and watch it. And if those coals are hot, sometimes before I get the door shut, the flames are leaping out on that wood. It's a beautiful sight. You sit there with anticipation waiting for those flames to leap out. You know, the Lord wants our life to be like that. Do we realize this morning that God wants there to be flames in our heart? Flames of passion. Flames of love for the Lord. Flames of love for other people. He wants the flames to leap up that we would be willing. We've been hearing some about reaching out to those around us. I want to tell you something. It's kind of hard to do that if the flame's real low and there isn't really any flame left. We need to put some more fuel on the fire. This morning, we read on here, and Paul told him to stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, this is the scripture here that follows that stirring up. He says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Now, he knew Timothy was going to face some of the same things he had faced. Paul was facing being beheaded. You know, Paul had faced a lot of things in his life. And many times we see ahead of us some things that make us want to draw back. He was leaving this world, Paul was, and he wanted Timothy to know something. Timothy, stir up the gift. Don't draw back. Don't let your life die down, Timothy. He hadn't given us the spirit of fear, Timothy. Don't let your sights get set on the things that would discourage you. Don't let your sights get set on the way you feel. Set your sights on the Lord. Be there when there's service. Be there. That's where the Lord is. Don't let yourself be taken out of service. Work hard to make sure we're there. It's part of the stirring up. It's part of being there. It's part of letting the Lord poke around on those coals in our lives. You know, there's a lot of other things too. But I want to read on here. He says, he hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what the Lord has given to us. It is ours. And I believe that we can claim these things. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. You know, the Lord wants us to realize, to let him poke around, to poke around ourselves, to stir up, to think about, it's not of me anyway. I look at the future, I don't know what it holds. And to be honest with you, I'm not real concerned about what it holds, because I know the Lord is with us. You know, when we know that, saints, we can move right on in the ways of God. We can go on in what the Lord tells us to do, facing the foe or whatever it is in our life. So this morning, I just want to encourage us. Oh, don't let a little fear. Now, Paul was talking to Timothy. He knew some things about what Timothy might face. He had been stoned. He had been beaten with rods. Paul knew what those pains were like. But what are you and I facing? Some look of disapproval? A little bit of shame? Stir it up.
Amen.
Stir up the gift in us. Saints, we're not any less than Paul was. We're not any less in the things of God. The Lord wants us to stir up the gift he's given us. May not be the great gifts that Paul had, but we've got some things God's given us, saints. Stir them up. Don't be willing to sit and idly say, I can't. That's a mistake that many people make. This morning, I want to look at a few other scriptures. Fear keeps people from serving God. The fear of the future. What if? I remember when it was a fearful thing to me to just take my hands completely off and say, yes, Lord, whatever. But I will tell you, I believe if we'll do that, we'll find flames that we never knew would be in our life. We'll find some passion that the Lord begins to bring out in our life that we never had before. Oh, let's don't fear. We look back in history, and these things are written for our admonition. We look back at the children of Israel. They could have been enjoying those first fathers and mothers. They could have been enjoying the land God had prepared for them. But they feared. They did not believe, and they would not move into that place because they said, we can't. They're bigger than we are. The trials are greater than we are. I couldn't do that. What's the devil tell you this morning? The unsaved, I want to ask you this morning, what's he tell you? I want to tell you something. Stir up those things that God has given us and let the Lord work in our life. Let's look on over at 2 Peter 3 and 1 and see a few things that Peter here writes too. And he says here, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. I just want to encourage us this morning. Let your mind go back a little bit. Let your mind think a little bit. Has God ever failed you or any of his people? I don't believe he has. Sometimes maybe we've failed him. He hadn't failed us. And he says here, I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Let's remember some things. Folks, I want to challenge you this morning. Remember something. We are going to meet God one day. We're going to meet him one day. And for all eternity, we are going to spend eternity in heaven or in hell. Stir up your pure minds or your impure mind. Stir up yourself and realize, let yourself be stirred by those things. Remember, God spoke those things. I can't get away from them. I don't want to face that day and come upon it unawares and all of a sudden realize I didn't take care of things. Better take care of them now, folks. I want to challenge us this morning. We better take care of them now. You know, that word in 2 Peter is a little different. It says in Strong's, it says to wake fully. That is arouse, literally or figuratively, arise, awake, raise, or stir up. And then in 2 Peter 1 and 12, it says again, listen to this. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. I'm sorry. It's 2 Peter 1. Huh? Okay, 1 and 12 of 2 Peter. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Yeah. You know, this morning we've been hearing a little in Sunday school about the gospel and about the call and the work of the ministry. You know, that part of that is to stir us up. But we have to let that happen. We might have to open the door of our stove, of our heart. And we might have to let God poke around. And we might have to poke around a little bit. Remember, by way of remembrance, some things that God wants to stir us up. I want to ask us something. Has the coldness of the world and the unbelief of the world been cooling you down and making you ineffective? You know, if Satan cannot take you out, he longs to just shut you up. The Lord wants there to be fire and passion in our heart and in our life. All of His people, I believe He wants that for them. This morning, I just want to challenge us to let the Lord stir you up. If the coldness of the world, if you've been facing and fighting with unbelief, I want to tell you something. Stir up. Remember some things. Go back in your mind. Begin to think about some things. Begin to think about the cost of allowing the coldness of the world to come into our life and stir ourselves up and allow the Lord to begin to work with us. You know, when we begin to stir up and we begin to allow the Lord to work in our life, we begin to put ourselves in the place to be stirred up. You're here this morning. That's a good thing. I want to tell you something. How many times I have come to service in through the years and needed something and I found it here. Many, many times. It's part of God's plan. If we want to make it to heaven, don't let the coals go out. Don't let ourselves begin to stop doing the things that keep us warm and keep us hot. Many times, that's where the Lord's healing comes from. And you know what? When the Lord heals us, I want to tell you something. I was listening to someone tell me about someone else here a while back. This person's been a long ways from God for a long time. But you know, they said one thing they still have a hold of is divine healing. And I was sitting there thinking, they've been away from God all of these years. What is it that they saw? Somewhere they saw God work. And you know, every time it works on them, they know there's something there. I saw that with my own eyes. You know, when the Lord begins to do some things for you, when He heals your body instantly, sometime, I want to tell you something. God does those things for His people. He does them regularly. And you know what? The Lord wants us to remember some of those things. When the enemy begins to come against us, there's some things He can't take away. There's no way he could ever tell me there's not a God. I've seen the Lord do some things that it's impossible. You know, the Lord wants us to have some of those things in our life. There's some questions that the Lord wants to answer. Some confusion that he wants to answer. And maybe it's pressed. Maybe our fire has burned low. Maybe the coals are down. Maybe there's a lot of questions and a lot of things. I want to tell you something. Begin to poke around. Begin to do the things God wants you to do. Be faithful to the Lord. Remember the blessings of God. And see if the Lord does not begin to flame up in your heart this morning. Things that would encourage us. I want to read to you about a man. John 5 and 35. I know we all know about this. I just want to read a verse about him. It's speaking of John the Baptist. And it says, "He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light." John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light. He was more, I believe, than a coal. He was a burning. He showed to his generation some things. He said, "Christ is coming." He said, "He's here among us." And John the Baptist saw that. And he gave that to his generation. In his generation, he provided a light. You know what the Lord has told us today? Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. The Lord don't want our coals to be so low that we don't have any light anymore. One thing I learned when I started watching that wood burn, it consumes something. But I'll tell you what it does. It throws light out and it throws heat out. And I believe the Lord was refers to that a little bit in what he said. "Ye are the light of the world." You know, one place Jesus said about John the Baptist, he said, "Among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." You know, John the Baptist did not get to enjoy the dispensation fully that we live in today. And the Lord said, "He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." And the Lord has told us, now you, be a light in your generation, in your piece of the world, in your home. Be a light. Don't let it go out. Don't let the coals go down. Poke around on them. Let God work with you. Pay the price and allow the Lord. Put the fuel on there. You know what the fuel is? I know that it's the oil of the Holy Spirit. But I will tell you, it takes a piece out of us all the time. That's why when Jesus, somebody touched his robe, he said virtue had went out of him. It took something from him. The work of God in your life is going to take something from you. It's going to take sacrifice. And it's going to take some of you. It's going to take some of your time. Some of your energy. Some of your emotional strength. And it's going to have to be rebuilt. More fuel put on the fire. Come back to the Lord. The Lord went away and prayed all night. You know what? He was refilling. He was filling the stove back up and he went right back out with a flame. And again, he began to minister to the people. You know, the Lord wants us to be like that. Constantly being refilled. Constantly, I know there's a work of God, a work of the Holy Spirit. I'm not speaking of that. That is instantaneous and it fills the soul with the Holy Spirit. But you know, all through our life, we have to constantly be filled again. We have to constantly put sacrifice on the altar again. But I will tell you what comes from it. The flames. The flames of passion. The flames of joy. The flames of peace. They come from this. You know, if we just have coals and we just come around and we get up next to the other coals and we get warmed up a little bit, that's good. But I will tell you, the Lord wants to put some flames in our hearts today. The Lord wants to put some flames in our heart today. I noticed something. When those coals are hot like that, and I've pounded on them, and I've pushed on them, and they're brightly, and it's hot, they're bright, I can just chunk that thing full of wood. And in a little bit, I want to tell you, it gets so hot. You can throw anything in there, and it just catches. Things that you couldn't, on its own, you could hardly get it to light. You throw it in that furnace, and it just lights. It just catches. You know what? The Lord wants to do some things for us in our homes. It is not, our flame does not have to go out. The things that happen around us do not have to dampen us down. Throw ourselves back on the fire. Lord, here I am. I don't have anything to offer you much, but Lord, I want your spirit to work in my life. I want your ways in our home. Lord, I'm willing to do your will if you'll show it to me. You know, this morning, give it to God and let him put some flame in your heart today. Stir by your spirit, Lord. Stir by the word of God. I want to read to you a little story. I'm going to read several verses here in 1 Samuel 19. And 1. Listen to this. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son and to all his servants that they should kill David. Saul hated David because he was afraid that he was going to take the kingdom from his sons. And he hated him. And he spoke to all of them. And he said, I want you to kill David. Even to Jonathan, he told him that. You know, we skip on over here to verse 19. Excuse me. And it was told Saul, saying, behold, David is at Naoth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. Now what was happening here was Saul sent these men to go and take David, he was going to kill him. And when they went to this place, David was with the prophets, and they were prophesying. And you know, when they came in the presence of the Lord like that, they began to prophesy also. The Spirit of God was so upon them that they could not take David. They went back and they told Saul what had happened. Excuse me. And Saul sent, let's see, verse 21. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then went he also to Ramah, and came to a great well that is in Shechem. And he asked and said, where are Samuel and David? And one said, behold, they be at Naoth in Ramah. And he went thither to Naoth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah. You know, I just wanted to read that. I felt like the Lord brought that to my mind. The Lord these men went even with a wicked purpose. But the fire of the Lord was there. You know, a lot of times, saints, we just need the Lord. We just need the fire of the Lord. People can come in. I don't know how you've come in this building today. Maybe you're angry. Maybe you came in disillusioned. I want to tell you something. God wants to light your fire. He wants you to somehow put that behind you and begin to be one of us. And begin to prophesy or at least tell forth the good things of God. The Lord wants to work through all of us. Could we do that with all the disillusionment, with all the things in our mind, with the anger, with the problems, with all the things we have? I want to tell you something. Stir it up. Be here. Begin to call on God. Begin to remember. I don't care what's in my mind. God is real and I know it. I need to lay that down. I need to stir myself up with the thought. You know what? I don't care what's in my mind. I've got to meet God one day. You know what? You ever stirred yourself up with that thought? I've got to meet God. And I've got to make sure. And I'm not going to have any bitterness on hand. I'm not going to have any of my own thoughts on hand. I'm not going to be able to take it to God. And I know that. You know what? This morning, stir yourself up. Don't let the devil put out your every desire to serve the Lord when the Lord paid such a price for us today. Lord, we want the Lord to stir us. As the Lord did here with Saul, he came and he came angry and he came with a purpose. Three times I've sent people to take David and they haven't taken him yet. And Saul was on his way, but God got a hold of his heart. This morning, I want to encourage us. I don't care what, I do care. Whatever place that we are in life, whatever place, whether we're saved, sanctified, whether we're unsaved and bitter, come to the Lord. Let Him stir you up. Come to Him. We see Saul coming to Him, and God worked on Saul's heart. Let God work on your heart. Open your hearts to the Lord. Let the flame begin to flame up. Stir about and poke about. Put away the evil of our doings. Put away the arguments that we have in our mind. Put away the fact that I've failed in the past. One thing I know, I'm going to meet God. I'm going to meet Him one day. I got to stir myself. I've got to stir myself before it's too late, before I leave this world and take out of here. I remember a sister telling me about her husband, and he wasn't saved. And he stood there. She said, I saw his knuckles white on the bench. And the Lord was so dealing with him. And she said, I believe it was 3 days later, he was gone. Went out of this world like that. This morning, I don't care, whatever our situation, we must not keep it from allowing ourselves to make heaven our home. We've got to be willing to say, Lord, stir me. Stir me up. Work with me. I prayed many times, Lord, break my leg if you have to. That's referring to an old story I heard Brother Hiram tell, where the sheep herder sometimes, the little sheep keep running off, and the sheep herder would finally break its leg to save its life. Many times I've prayed, Lord, don't ever let me stray. Break my leg if you have to. But I want to make it in. Folks, we've got to stir ourselves up a little. We've got to let the Lord work in our hearts. We've got to say, no, I'm not going to be lethargic. I can't afford to be lethargic. I can't afford to let myself coast right out and not be ready to meet God. This morning, stir yourself before it's too late. Stir yourself. Let the Lord stir you. I want to read a few more scriptures before we quit. In Proverbs 24 and 30, Solomon was a man that observed many things. He beheld things, and they meant something to him. He said here, 24 and 30, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. This is what he received, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy one as an armed man. Folks, this morning, we can't afford to fold our hands and go to sleep spiritually. Can't let it happen. This was a man void of understanding, Solomon said. I went by his field, and he took some notice as he went by. You know, I think about the scripture in Ephesians that says, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." I want to encourage us this morning, don't expect. I want to give us a warning to some of the young. Don't expect to live it up until someday the conviction gets so heavy that I can just give it up then. Stir yourself. You can't afford to live under that kind of a delusion. You know, sometime it's going to get so heavy that I'm just going to be able to just get that experience and it's going to be great from that point on. Now, I want to tell you something. If you want to go to heaven, you've got to set your heart to go. You've got to set your mind. I'm going to heaven. I'm telling this world goodbye. And I'm going to do what I have to do. And I'm going to pray to God to make me willing. And I'm going to ask Him, Lord, bring those things into my life that I need to get me there. If I'm not there, if I'm not willing, make me willing. I want to tell you something. That'll help you. That'll help you to be willing. Because we know God can, He can answer those prayers. He can help us if we're really willing. I want to encourage us just a little bit more. Stir up our desires for godly things. When you look at the things of this life, and it tempts you, as it does all of us from time to time, I want to tell you, stir up your desires for godly things. And realize down that road is not where I want to go. I want to go to heaven. And I'm going to stir myself up. I'm going to do the things I need to do to make it there. If you're not lit anymore, if the light's gone out of your heart, or if the flames are burning low, you know what? Just put in for some more. Put in for what God has for you this morning. Ask the Lord, Lord, light my life. Give me some passion to do your will. You know, that's not an accident. And it's not something that only certain people have. It's something that all people have that pay the price. That decide, I'm taking up my course. I'm going with the Lord. I'm going to become one of those. I believe in the Lord. And I'm going to become one of those followers that say, whithersoever the Lamb goeth, I will follow Him. Amen.